Bikurim Lepeiro. When it says that's called the Minchas Bikurim, then it means it's the Bikurim Lepeiro. It's the first one of the wheat. Rashi says it means Lechut Lechita Matluyim Ben Bikurim. It's called like the first crop of wheat. Who said it's totally in the Peiros itself, in the wheat itself? Because if it's totally in the wheat itself, then you want to be Miyashiv, that it's called Bikurim, because this is the first time you're using that crop. But who says it's totally in crop? No. Lemizbeach Kormenin. What it's called Bikurim, Minchas Bikurim, means it's the first time that we're putting wheat on the Mizbeach. If so, if you could tell me that the Minchas Omer also comes from wheat, we already used wheat on the Mizbeach this year. You can't tell me that the Shtei Lechem is called the Minchas Bikurim. It's not the first time wheat is being put on the Mizbeach. So therefore, since the Pasuk calls the Minchas Shtei Lechem Bikurim, it must be only this one comes from wheat, from Chitim, Mashenke, the Mincha of the Omer, that comes from Bali. But the more ends off, because since we're talking about the Mizbeach, V'ochu la Mizbeach mi perid hashasa. Because if you can tell me now that the Omer is made from Chitim, so the Mizbeach already ate from Peris this year, already ate from the Chitim this year. So how could you tell me that the Shtei Lechem is Bikurim? So Lamai, that's the right, must be that the Shtei Lechem is from wheat. But the Minchas Omer is from Bali, and you have no proof to our Shalom before, it's possible to say yes, that the Shtei Lechem is Mater, even from the wheat that was grown last year. After Pesach, before Shavuos, it could be even Shleikis Sidron, still you're allowed to use that wheat for the Mizbeach, for the Shtei Lechem. Now the Morris new Shaila. Boi Rami Bachomet. Rami Bachomet has a question like this. Shtei HaLechem, HaNeitza Sharia, or HaNota Sharia? In other words, the locher is that the Shtei HaLechem that's brought on Shavuos, that's like the first thing that's brought for Teres Bikurim. And after you bring the Shtei HaLechem, then you can first start bringing Bikurim of the regular Peres of the Shiva Saminim that grow in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, how far does the Peres have to be grown by the time you brought the Shtei HaLechem to say you're allowed to bring those Peres for Bikurim? HaNeitzu, is it enough just to say it has a butter ready for Peres? It means it's the smallest type of the fruit, but that's after budding already, when the fruit starts to come out. So the Gemara says, "My hanetza, my chanota." What do you mean to say by budding or by chanota? Learn if you want to tell me hanotza the peri when the fruit starts to bud. The chanota the peri or when the fruit starts to grow a little bit. If the peris were that big, b'shas you brought the shtei halechem, then you're allowed to use those fruit to bring for bikurim. So the Gemara says, "Is that true?" Hashta hashrosa shaya madich. Once the tree is already rooting, it's giving off roots, it's growing, it has roots already, that you're allowed to bring those pears from Bikurim. Haneitza v'chanota miboi. What kind of shaya is it if the fruit is already in the budding form, or even further than that, in a small fruit form? For sure, it could be brought from Bikurim. Rashi says hashta legabi tfua. That you want to bring wheat. Shaya oimer or shtei lechem biyashrosa. Tfuah hanishras koydim loimer, that any wheat that was grown means it started to root, it has roots before Pesach. So when it comes Pesach, now it's matter, there's no Issachadish anymore. If so, pshitahua didn't buy peris also on the tree, that once the tree is already rooted, growing already, any small amount of it that's growing already, pshita, that when they bring the Shtei HaLechem, from those peris you can bring Bikurim. So what's Yeshayla? So where says Rav Enichnami? Ela haneitza de olo de chanota de yola. That's the shayla. That you have this fruit tree now, whether the leaves started to bud, started to grow off the tree. Mehevi ki ashrosh alay, that's the shayla teku. Like that we say by wheat, as soon as it starts to root, it's called in the ground, and the yomer is matarit. Now what's going to be by bikurim, the peris that start to grow by shvuas, if by the shtei halechem, how far does those peris have to grow? Savada, the fruits do not have to be here yet, but the leaves have to be coming out of the fruit trees, like starts to grow with the leaves. How much of the leaf? Does it have to be the budding of the leaf? Or you have to see more of that of the leaf? So that's the Shiloh, how much of the leaf of the fruit trees has to be grown already by the time you bring the Shtei HaLechem to say you can bring those fruits later for Bikurim? Samur says, Teiku, it's a Teiku, what this shear is, the chanota or the hanotza of the yola. Now the Gemara says, "Bo yirova bar Rav Chanon." He has to shout like this: what's going to be chitin if you have wheat? shezorum bekarka, that you planted in the ground. Oy me matirin. When it comes, passes by the second day of Pesach, is that matir, this wheat, to be eaten, the teres chodesh or not? So Moses, hey, Kedami, what's the case talking about? Idi ashris, if the wheat was planted before Pesach, and it started to root already, so that by the second day of Pesach it has roots already. Tanina, we learned already, that Pshita, the younger, is matirit. And Idi lo yashris, if it did not take roots yet, Tanina also we learned. We'll have the Gemara later. That in Heshrishu Kaidim Liyomer, I'm a Matirin, yes. If it took roots before the Yomer, then when the Yomer comes, it's a matter of all that cropped heat, there's no Marissa Chodesh on it. But the Yimlav, if the wheat did not take roots yet, then Asurim, then this Yomer is not Matirin, you'll have to wait till the next year. The Yimlav, Asurim, Achiyava Yomer, Abba, until the next year. So what's the Yishayla? So we're going to like this. Let's read the cases, Techatz Dinu, that somebody cut off the wheat. He had wheat stalks of wheat that was growing, and he cut off a stalk of wheat, and he took out the kernels of wheat. Vizarinu koydim liyemer. Then we put these kernels of wheat that really could eat right now, that's edible, but he put it into the ground, and he put it into the ground before Pesach. Vyasa oymer, v'cholifalayu, now it passed by the second day of Pesach. So the question is, v'kabi boylei, ma'o limkait umecha minayu, are you allowed to like pull out these seeds out of the ground and eat them the way they are now? What's the shaila? Command the shad yivakadadami. Does this wheat really by itself is edible? Savada, when it comes by the second day of Pesach, it should be matur with the Yisach Chodesh. Ah, you put it into the ground right now. It's considered like it's in a jar. It's like in a jar of water, so you're just storing it there. So one svar is command the shad yivakadadami. It's like in a pitcher of water right now. And therefore, visharinu aimer. And therefore, when the second day of Pesach goes by, it's not rit bachila. You're allowed to pull it out of the ground later and eat it. Our Dilma maybe no. Bortalu lagaba yarya. Now the mice that you planted this seed, and the stomach had that, and it should grow again, so it became bottle to the karka. And therefore, the yamer is not matrit. Like it did not take new roots yet. And therefore, it's like you planted it before the yamer without hashrosha, that it's also bachila until the next year. So that's the shayla. Another shayla, similar shayla is again where you put this seed, the kernels of wheat, after it's fully grown back into the ground. Yesh lemoino, ayen lemoino, if you want to sell it, would there be an isser oino, are you charging more than a sixth, or not? Because the question is, ain't no nola kakois. So is this called kakaka or not? So what's the heck of them, what's the case talking about? Yilem di yomale, shadda bo, shiso, I want to have six of them. He only put five of them. So in other words, like I'm selling you this karka, and I told you I want you to put six akurim of this type of wheat in the ground. And all you put in was just five. So I said, that's a sixth more, that's nisaraino. So the question is it called kakarka dom you're not? So Gemara says, no, what's the shayla over here? The Yama Rav says, kol davar shebemida. Any question about the exact amount of a midah, sheva mishka or weight, sheva minya or an account, even less than a sixth. If I tell you clearly I want six, and you only give me five, pshita, that's a nekach tois. So what's your shalom over here? Avad, it's a nekach tois. Avad, it could be chayzer. There's nothing to do with dini I know. It's called the regular nekach tois, so even if it's called kakarka, you could have a nekach tois here. And the question shalom would be like this. I'm telling you, I want you to put seeds of wheat into this karkom the way it's supposed to. Do it the way it's supposed to. How much it needs. But he did not say an exact measurement. They said, he did not put enough wheat in the way it was supposed to. So the shayla is, yesh lemayno, is there an isser I know over here? Because really the command is shadi b'kadi adami, we consider these kernels of wheat as if they're in a glass of water. Meaning to say, it's if I'm telling you I was buying wheat and you did not give me enough, you jipped me, more than a sixth, so there'll be a pasha of I know I could be chayzer. And therefore, v'yeshlem I know, there would be the yisar I know, I could be chayzer on it. It's like you jipped me more than a sixth. I do it, maybe no, but the lulagabi yarya. So we consider this wheat as if it's brought it to the ground, it's called part of the karka now. And that's the klal of ein oino lekakois. Another shala would be, nishboyin aleim, oyein nishboyim aleim. Do you have to swear on them or not? Again, it's a shala of let's say, Moed Mimiksas, do you have to swear on this wheat or not? One swear is Kedishadi Bekadidami, this wheat is like in a glass, and therefore Kamatalim Dami, it's like regular Metalim, Venishboin Alayim, you'd have to swear on them. Whereas the Gantz was Shua Sashemim or Shua Moed Mimiksas, you'd have to swear. Or Dilma, maybe no. Botalu agav arya, that we consider this wheat that is botted to the ground. Or kamakakurdam, it's done with the karka. And therefore the cloud would be, v'yenish boim alayim, we don't swear on this. So that's the shayla, how do we look at these kernels of wheat that were put back into the ground? So Gemara says, take it, it's a good shayla, we do not know. The other Gemara says, boi rami bachoma, he has a shayla like this. Chitin shebglole bokor. Let's say the wheat that you find in the dung from an animal, the chunk of the manure of an animal, or else the soyrim shebglolim behema, or else the barley you find there. In other words, these animals that eat barley and wheat, what's going to be if the manure, the dung that comes out, you find the barley in it? Mahu. So Mora says, Lamai, what's your shayla? Lem, if you want to tell me, Tumuya Tumas Eichlin, is it still called an Eichel now? Could it be Makabal Tumor or not? So we're still to need, we learned this already. That the Seft in Tyrus that says, Chitin Sheberei Boker. If you find wheat in the manure from an animal, or else the Sairim Bali, Shebgloli Behem in the manure of a Behema, so it depends. Chishabalayim Liachilom. If you have a mind to eat, Rashi says, Boidim Berei, when they're in there, is a Matama Tumas Eichlin, has no Tumas Eichlin on it. Because right now it's not called an Eichel, it's bottled to the Rei, it can't be called, doesn't have a Shem Eichel on it. But locked on liachila, let's say you pulled it out, you did like a maisa to make it into an achila, then metama tumas eichlin, it becomes a tumas eichlin. Since you did a maisa to it, now it becomes back into the form of an eichel, and therefore would be the kabbal tumma. So what's your shayla? Elulim nochas. The shayla is, can you use this wheat now to make a mincha from? So Mora says, pshita, of course not. The life, pshita the life. Pasuk says, hachriveyo no lefrasecho, hayitzecho ayisa panecho. That pshita, when you bring a carbon for Hashem, it has to be from the nicest. You don't bring to a king other junk. So pshita, he cannot use such a mincha, such flour, for a mincha. So more said, let's read the cases like this. Tinaktinu vizarinu. Yet you pulled them out, you pulled out this wheat from the junk, but you planted it right away. For koboyi leyasuya menachas minayu. And now what grows out of it, the question is, could you use these for menachas or not? My mishumdi misusahu is the only problem when the wheat was in the dung, is that it was mias, was disgusting then. In salvechimu dezarinu or delimisusayu. Now that you planted it, so the new crop that grows out is not mias. The new crop is okay. You could use it. Or there may be another problem was mishum kichishusa, that such a wheat that was in the animal, it became weak. It's not good. It's not good wheat anymore. It's kochers. It lost its kayach. If so, even if you take the seeds out there and plant them again, it'd also be a bad crop of wheat. So therefore, that crop of wheat should not be used for a mincha. Take, that's the shayla. Could it be used for a mincha or not? That's the shayla. This crop that comes in, the wheat that comes out, if you plant them, what grows out of that, is that roi to be used for a mincha or not? Is a shayla. So the verse says now, boy, Rabbi Bachoma, what's going to be peel of an elephant? Shebola kfifa mitzris. He swallowed, let's say, a basket. V'yakiyu derech v'esereyu. And it came out through his waist. So ma, what's the locha? So where it says, lamai, what's the shayla? Ilay malamavatul tumaso. Let's say the basket was tummy first. And now when he swallowed it, it went through his body, came out through the waist. You want to know, is the tumma go off or not? Tanina, we learned. Kol ha-kelim yodim adei tumaso ma-machshavo. Whenever you have a machshava to finish the kli, it's roi l'kabel tumma. But the einoyle mitumas emele mishinu maisa. If the tumma does not go off it until the shinu maisa happened. And look, we're here, when they're being gone, there's no shinu maisa. Rashi says, kagoy nishpura, what if it broke? V'ochol leka shinu maisa, the shleimakir, the basket came out complete. Since there's no shinu maisa, therefore the tumma is still here, so what's yishayla? So Mura says, lo tzricha de boli hutsin. Case like this, where he swallowed, like just, he swallowed twigs. The yavdino kefifa mitris. And it went past his body, and inside it became into a basket, it came out like a basket. So mehevi ichul,